I miss you, brothers. It's so happy to see you, brothers.
Amen.
And to see everyone just make us happy.
Amen.
Because we care for one another. Because we love one another.
Amen.
But just seeing face is not enough. I like to touch your spirit.
Amen.
So why don't we continue more prayer?
Amen.
So when you pray, I touch your spirit.
Amen.
I feel happier.
Amen.
So you can pray in Chinese or English, whatever. Release the spirit.
Amen.
Especially after we pre-read the two most important verses in the whole Bible.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now we have a little more prayer. Those who not open mouths, pray. I can
Amen.
Touch your spirit.
Amen.
Like a brother Kirby, you can pray in Chinese, whatever.
Amen.
Release your spirit.
Amen.
Because you know, when we see each other, we only see a face.
Amen.
I think that's good. It's good, but not good enough. But when you pray, when I pray, you touch my spirit.
Amen.
When you pray, I touch your spirit.
Amen.
So we can touch each other and blend together in our prayer.
Amen.
Shall we have more prayer?
Amen.
Those, especially those who haven't opened their mouths, pray.
Amen.
Pray a little more.
Amen.
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 Brothers, I'm not here for any conference or any training. I'm not interested in giving any messages. But I do have a genuine concern or care for the church and the church in Piscataway. So I'm trying to make a schedule of this week. I came in Monday, I'll be leaving Lord's Day evening. Next week will be the Thanksgiving time. I need to catch up the conference there. But anyhow, this is a week. I'm so happy to be here. Of course, when I come, I have a burden for the church. And, but before I share my burden, I'd like to hear you, because you, brother, are all here building up the church in Piscataway. And you have a what's your genuine burden? What's your burden for the church? First of all, I feel very happy because all the brothers, no matter how old or how new, you know, Michael been here a long time. You know, when I joined the church life in Piscataway in December 1990, and he took me to find my apartment on River Road. That's you know, that means, you know, he's earlier than I. That's December 1990. I still remember vividly. You know, we find the apartment on the River Road, River Christ. That's where we lived there for 10 months and then moved to 2301 Spencer Street. And there for 10 years. And then Bridgewater for another, 15 years here. And then so total 20 years. That's a long time.
Mm.
So that's, and some brothers been in the church life a shorter time, a few years. But one thing is, I feel very happy, is everyone has a burden, which is a genuine burden for the church.
Amen.
That is very, very precious. I feel very happy, very encouraged by the brother, by my brothers. And before I came here this afternoon, I make a phone call with my son, John. You know, he's taking the red-eye flight tonight to New York. I said, brother, Piscataway asked me to share something with the young people Saturday. I said, when I share something about my young people age, that's 40 years ago, and in China, totally unrelated to the children, to the young people here, I think a bit better you share something. And I asked him to come over, and he said he's coming over.
Oh.
And you know, I said, you 10 years ago, you are the young people, young person in Piscataway. Now you're going to meet with young people in Piscataway now, and you share with your experience of your college, your FTTA, and now working, and what's the your experience, how can you help the young people to grow properly and in the Lord and in the church life. We have a prayer, we have a good fellowship. Anyhow, and also I asked question, I said, do you see difference between 10 years ago the world situation in New Jersey or in U.S., the situation in U.S. and in New Jersey and now, and the church life 10 years ago, the difference and now. You know, this is a question I like. But, you know, before I say anything about the church life, I can say very clearly the situation, the world situation, our situation become much worse, right? Much more degraded. You know, 10 years ago when we were here, we don't hear much of the shooting, much of the immorality. Right. You know, the morality, the lawlessness, the corruption, the danger. You know, the shooting is to the in the church building, in the theater. Now it's shooting the school. You know, this year, this past year, you see in the U.S., not only these kind of a calamity, disaster, all these things, you also see the fire, the hurricane, the earthquake. You know, the world become totally corrupted, broken. And that's the difference between now and 10 years ago. The world, that situation tells us the Lord is eager to come. The Lord, the world is ready to be judged. I think of that. So, you know, when we pray, we don't know how to pray for the world. You know what I mean? I don't know how to pray for the world situation. I really don't know how to pray. But I pray, my prayer is, Lord, build up your church quickly.
Amen.
Prepare your bride quickly.
Amen.
The only hope is your coming.
Amen.
The only hope is your return. We are here. How can we bring you back? You know, I hear brother, you share about it. You know, some brother share, you want the Lord to come back. That's my burden too. We want the Lord to come back sooner.
Amen.
Because the world is corrupted. It become degraded so much. It's ready to be judged. It's rotten to the stand to be judged. But without the bride prepared, without bride being prepared, how could the Lord come back? How could the Lord come back? No way. So I think, brothers, I just feel in my heart or in my mouth, I have only one thing, only one topic, only one goal. That's just build up the body of Christ. That's build up the church. And building up the church, building up the body, is to prepare the bride. Is the way to prepare the bride. Is the way to bring the Lord back. That's the only way. That's the Lord's move. The direction of the Lord's move. The direction of the Lord's move is to prepare the bride. Is to build up the body. Is to bring in the Lord back. To bring in His kingdom onto this earth. That's the only goal. I think now, after so many ministry messages, the training, and now we get into the Ezekiel crystallization study, you know, message after message, what do you get? Every message, you tell me, brother, any message is not touching about the matter of the building. Every message is on building.
Amen.
The cross, the center of the universe, is for building. Yeah. The cross, nowadays, the ministry speaking, is not like a 500 or 200 years ago, cross is for you to suffer. You suffer your wife, you suffer your husband, you suffer your mother-in-law, you know, like a Magam Guyang, you know, those kind of suffering, that kind of cross. You know, the same, now the cross is absolutely for building.
Amen.
The cross is not just the center of the universe, the cross is the center of the body of Christ, is the center of the building. So, what I'm saying is that, you know, from the ministry speaking, you see every message touches the metal building. Every speaking is on the building. Everything is for the building. Nothing is for anything else. Everything is just for the building.
Amen.
So I think this vision should control our living, should govern our service. Every aspect of living of our service is just for the building.
Amen.
I think this is very clear. And of course, we are the building. Involve a lot of things. We all, every aspect, the brothers, you share the burden, is related to the building,
mm-hmm.
directly or indirectly. Most of it directly involved with the building of the church. And now, I think, you know, we have to ask question, how can we have the church in Piscataway to be built up? How can we build up the church? What's the proper way to build up the church. Of course, the building of the church involves a lot of things, you know. Involve the foundation, which is Christ, involve the ground of the building, which is the oneness of the body, involve the material of the building, which is the precious material, the precious stone, the gold, silver, precious stone, that's the triune God. You know, all these are very intrinsic. The ground, the foundation, the building material, and also the plan, and also the pattern shown on the mountain. By, you know, like just like the building of the tabernacle shown to Moses. You know, Brother Watchman Nee in 1950, he released a message in Hong Kong about the pattern. We build up the church according to the pattern shown on the mount, shown on the mountain. So what I'm saying, the building involves a lot of things, a lot of intrinsic things, like a growth in life. Like, you know, Brother Michael said, shepherding involves a lot of shepherding, and to have the building. And that's all related to the building. But tonight, I'm on my heart, I think just you, brother, already shared the building is more related to Ephesians 4, 15, and 16. That is not just for personal growth, and it's much more for the building up together in relating one another and joining one another in Christ, into the head. So Ephesians 15, you see that very, very clearly. You know, holding the truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things. That's one thing, grown up, you see. Grown up into the head. Grown up into the head. And then 16 says, out from the head, all the body. Out from the head. Through the growing into the head. And you have the out from the head. Out from the head. The whole body, all the body, and then being joined together, and being knit together, and through the joints of the rich supply, and through the operation of each one part. So that involves each joint, involves every part, involves the whole body, to be joined together, to be knit together. So how can the body to be built up? By the growth into the head. How can the body to be built up? By the joining to one another, by the joint. By the kneading together. How can the body to be built up? By the functioning of each member. Amen. By each one part. Amen. How can the body to be built up? By the growth of the whole body. So you see, you put these together, the growth into the body. And then the joining of one another. And the kneading of one another. And the growth and the functioning of each member. You put these together, that's just the God of them way. That's exactly the God of them way. So that's why Brother Lee, in the elder training, he said, we see the goal. We see the goal. The goal is building up the body. Lord's move, the goal of Lord's present move, ultimate move, is to build up the body. But the way to build up the body is to what? Is through the God ordained way. There is no other way. So that's the one thing we have to be clear. We have to be clear, there is no other way to build up the body of Christ. There is only one way. Brother Lee made it clear. That's the only way to build up the body. Because the body build up requires every member to function, requires every member to be living, and every member to be functioning, every member to be joined together, knit together. And that leads to the building up, leads to the growth of the body, and the building up of the body. But so that's that part, we, brother, have to be very clear. And then, you know, you consider, talk about God ordained way. There are many books on God ordained way. You know, starting from 1984 to 1989, there are probably more than 200 books in the ministry all related to God ordained way. So Brother Lee, in his early stage in Taiwan, when he spoke of the God ordained way, he spent a lot of time on the meetings, changing the meeting. So, you know, when he started carrying out God ordained way in Taiwan in 1984, what was the situation by then? That was a situation, we have a big meeting. Each meeting hall have a few hundred, 200, at least more than 100, 200 senses meeting together. And one or two brothers speaking message, giving message. That was the situation then. And so Brother Lee tried very hard to break up the meeting from a meeting hall to district. And then the small group meeting to homes. So the purpose is for decreasing the number in the meeting so that many more centers can function. So that's the goal. So that's why you have the district meeting, that's why you have the group meeting, and then the meeting can be from the meeting hall to the home, make the meeting smaller, so therefore there are more things will be functioning. And that's in the beginning he spent, you read his message, you can sense the burden. He's trying to work on the meeting to reform or change the way to meet in order to have more sense to function.
Amen.
That's the stage. That's earnest. Of course, he also burdened for the gospel and doing the door knocking and to get new one and then to carry out the whole meeting to visit the new one in those days. That's in early days in Taiwan. But when he came back to the States in 1989, started the full-time training in Anaheim, you read the message he released, that message, the three serious messages in God of the Way are on vital groups. The first series, the urgent fellowship. The fellowship considers the urgent need of the vital group. And that's in 1992. And then the training and practice of the vital groups, that's in 1993. And the last series of messages is 1996, just on vital groups. So the later days of his speaking, ministry speaking, on God of the Way is on vital groups. When you talk about vital group, brother, I don't know how you think about it. When you talk about group, you always consider, oh, my group, oh, my, I'm P1, I'm your brother, Yixin is on P1, I'm here. My group is not vital group. It's not vital group. Vital enough, I try to make my group vital. But brother, when Brother Lee talk about a vital group, he's not talking about your group, that kind of group. He said, how do you start a vital group? He even gave an outline by the end of the first book. He said, how to set up a vital group in the church life. He, in the first Roman Emperor, he made it clear. The vital group can only be formed by one cent. One burden, desperate cent. So he's not talking about a group meeting. He's talking about a cent. He's talking about a member of the body. He's talking about a brother or sister, a saint, who is desperate, who is a burden for the Lord's recovery. That thing, and can find another companion or companions, I mean one or two, and they become the vital group. So that vital group, so-called vital group, is not for meeting. So his speaking is focusing on persons. Focusing on your vitality, focusing on one each member to be living and to be functioning, to be vital.
Amen.
So that is very clear. So when you talk about God of the Way, the later days of Brother Lee speaking God of the Way, it's not just the Fujia Pai Chu, how to carry out a meeting. It's on the person, on each member. A member to be vital.
Amen.
He gave the definition to be vital. What is vital? Vital means living and active.
Amen.
To be living and to be active. Brother, I saw your wording. That's very good. To be living and to be active. And then not just yourself to be living and to be active, but you is one or more companion. I mean one or two. So, in the last series of his speaking on vital group, he made it clear. His speaking of the vital group is based on Matthew 18. Based on Matthew 18. Matthew 18, if you read the Bible, the Matthew 18, Matthew 16, the Lord say, I will build my church. The gates of the heathen shall not prevail against it. That's the first time in the Bible they talk about a church. The Lord speak about his building up the church.
Amen.
The second time he speak about the church is Matthew 18. So Matthew 18, you if you read Matthew 18, you can see it clearly. Matthew 16 is on the vision. The Lord wants to build up church. That's on the universal church. He wants to build the body, the
right.
church.
Right.
And Matthew 18, he's talking about practical building up of the church.
Amen.
And you can see clearly. That's Matthew 18, the practical building up the church is by prayer group of two or three. And he talk about two in harmony in prayer. And two or three gather together in his name. He's two or three praying a prayer of binding and loosing. And two or three going out to recover the backsliding one, the sinning brother, recover that brother. So I think that this is more than clear. Brother Lee speaking on vital group is based on Matthew 18.
Amen.
And Matthew 18 is on prayer groups. It's not on big prayer. It's on two or three, on small prayer group to, through the prayer. And Brother Lee also made it clear how to become vital. There's not our way, you know, some of the Christianity way, you roll on the floor, you do this or do that. No. He made it clear, to be vital, the four things. Number one, fellowship with the Lord. Because the Lord himself is vital. He's living. We are not living. By contacting him, we become living. Number two, by confession.
Amen.
We'll confess our shortcoming, our sin. Number three, by consecration.
Amen.
And number four, continue prayer. In general, this is the way of prayer.
Amen.
By prayer, we become vital.
Amen.
So not just you become vital, but you joining others to become vital.
Amen.
So I think this is the building of the church in a practical way is to have a prayer life.
Amen.
Is to become vital in our prayer. Brother Daji, good to see you. And how can we become living? How can we become vital? The only way is by prayer.
Amen.
Brother, so this is Brother Michael, you ask, now it's your turn to speak out. My burden. My burden is in agreement with your burden. It's just how can we have much and thorough prayer?
Amen.
To build up a prayer life, to build up prayer groups, to help the church, to help one another to become vital, to become living, to become functioning, and to become joining and knitting together.
Amen.
And this is my burden. I think in the past 1 year, from January this year, now it's November, I really experienced something. I feel my service somewhat different. And because in the past, I carry out a lot of works. I mean, gospel work, a lot of work. But this year, I did not carry out much work. I fail, but I do have much more prayer. And through the prayer, I sense the need more prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I sense the need of more prayer in the church. And I sense, mm-hmm. I feel the burden. How can we help one another? How can we help each other to have this kind of prayer life? So, since tonight is mainly serving brothers get together, I do feel the shortage or the need of much more prayer.
Amen.
And I hope I can encourage, we can encourage one another to build up such a life, a praying life. Of course, when we talk about prayer, number one is our personal time. And as serving one, as brother who have burden, we all have burden now, burden for the church, without spending enough personal time with the Lord, really, you do not talk about anything else.
Amen.
Even if you talk about anything else, it's from the self.
Right.
It's made much more, it's kind of from our natural man.
Amen.
Only through spending much time.
Amen.
I feel for myself, without half an hour in the morning, I cannot live the whole day.
Mm.
That's at least that's my feeling. But so we know every brother, all of us are very busy. We all have a job. We all have our family. It's a lot of responsibility and human responsibility and church responsibility. We need to take care. But without prayer, we do not have a service.
Amen.
You know, we say we serve the church, we love the church, we are the serving one of the church. But how you serve? Actually, the service is through prayer.
Amen.
Our real service is our prayer.
Amen.
See, all the earlier apostles, earlier disciples, in the book of Acts, you can see them, they all set on prayer,
Amen.
The personal prayer. And that's number one. I just hope, brothers, I hope we can, each one of us, can have our personal time with the Lord, to fellowship, to contact, to absorbing Him, to let Him to build Himself into us.
Amen.
Let us build us into Him, to have a mutual building of the triune God with us.
Amen.
Amen.
To, like we pray, like Apostle Paul's prayer, to make home in our heart.
Amen.
And that's a building. That's the intrinsic building. That's the building of Himself into us. That's the first step. And then, we are serving in the church. Of course, we have the church prayer. A church prayer, no matter, that's my experience, I don't know, no matter how much you encourage each other, it's just the number, you know. In the early days, in Alden Hall, you know, brother always mentioned about the revival time in early 60s and 70s in Los Angeles, you know, brother Lee, under brother Lee's leading, the number of prayer could be sometimes the number even exceeding the number of the lost meeting. At least 80% of the saints are in the prayer meeting. That's, you know, no wonder, you will say, no wonder there are such a blessing. You know, you read the recently published collected works of Whitney Lee, you see that situation. But nowadays, the number of the saints in the prayer meeting is not that high. I don't know, in the church in Piscataway, we always striving, you know, Brother Lee's encouraging striving, at least 1/3 of the saints should be in the prayer meeting, but no matter how much we strive, I don't think that we exceed 1/3. I don't know how many percent of the saints in the church in Piscataway now in the prayer meeting, but I don't think that the number is high. Is that high to the extent of 1/3? Or not mentioning about 80%, just too far away. But now, I'm not talking too much about a prayer meeting, just in a meeting. I'm more burdened in this kind of a busy schedule, busy situation. How can we increase the amount of prayer? How can we uplift the quality of prayer? I think the Lord open up a lot of ways for us. For example, through conference call, through telephone, you can still have the set time prayer. And I realize for the church to go on, for a small group to go on, for a district to go on, you must have a set time prayer. And for a small group and the brothers, you have a 3 or 4, or two, at least a 2, serving brother, the 2 or 3 or 3 or 4 brothers must have a set time prayer. And if, you know, because the distance in the U.S., because we live quite far away, but we have the telephone, we can have the conference call, and in prayer through that, the saints, the brother can be brought together, can be joined together, and it can increase amount of prayer. So that's the that's one thing I'm in striving, I'm endeavor to carry out and to help the saints to have to increase the prayer, to increase the amount of prayer, the prayer. I do feel the difference when the saints, when the brothers are praying more, the church life is different.
Amen.
And the environment is different, atmosphere is different, the spirit is different. So,
amen.
Brothers, can we help each other? Can we help the church? Can we encourage each other to build that kind of prayer life?
Amen.
I believe the Lord will bless. The way the Lord bless is you have to have a way. You have to have a channel. You have to have a vessel. And if we are scattered, if we are isolated, if we only come to the meeting once a week or twice a week without much prayer, without much blending, without much fellowshipping, we just come to the meeting, how could you expect the Lord bless us?
Right.
That's just no way.
Right.
That's no way, because you don't have a vessel. The vessel is a corporate vessel. When you pray together, when you build up together, the Lord, you have a vessel for the Lord to bless you.
Amen.
The Lord can pour down the rain. The rain, you have a vessel to contain the rain, to contain the water. Otherwise, the water just flow away. So that's the first thing I hope in the church in Piscataway, we can establish that. If we have that, continue to strengthen that. If we do not have it, let's help to establish that.
Amen.
each group bring brothers, three brothers or four brothers, even at least two brothers. If some group you only have one brother, you need to find another brother to pray with you. That's the principle of the body. And then we can set a time to pray, at least once a week. It's better to do it every day. If you do it every day, you see difference. I give you one testimony. The church I'm serving now, Monterey Park, you know, there was an increase among the Chinese-speaking one, but there was not much increase in the past 5 years. The English-speaking ones, always about 50 or so. The four serving brothers, they are desperate, they are burdened, and to pray. So the four brothers, they every morning, they come together, 6:30, not sitting to pray, but kneel down to pray. Pray for 45 minutes, and then they go to work. Every morning, 6 days in a week, except Lord's Day, they have other prayer. So 6 days of a week, these four brothers pray for 3 months. Through that kind of prayer, you see the breakthrough of the spirit. And the saints become living, the saints become different, and the new ones start coming in. So after 3 months of prayer, a new family, a Caucasian family with four children, a couple with four children, they brought into the church life. And the parents and two children got baptized, young people, children got baptized. And then through them, more families, more saints were brought in. And then you see the increase of one group, and we praying for another district to be formed. And then you see the increase of the English speaking from all the time, around 50, sometimes 40 to 50, for 5 years, more than 5 years. Now you see the number increase to 70. So increase to 70, it's not a big thing. It's not a matter of increase. It's the result of a much and thorough prayer, a desperate prayer, a building up prayer, and that leads the Lord to bring in the blessing, to pour out the blessing. Amen. So I just hope, I just pray, the Lord is waiting, is ready to pour His blessing to the church in Piscataway. But we need to have a vessel. We need to have a prayer. And we need to have a building up through prayer. The building up can take place among us.
Amen.
So I this is my first hope. And among the brothers, we have 14 small groups. We have three big districts. And each district, in addition to your personal prayer, in addition to the church prayer every Tuesday, each district, the core serving brother, all the serving brother can have a time, set a time prayer time.
Amen.
And each small group, we can have a set time prayer time. And all the serving sisters, they can have a prayer time to pray together, desperately pray together. And then, after we form in this kind of a core member prayer, because this kind of prayer will protect the group, will protect the church, will build the fence, will build the wall to protect the saints, because the building work is a fighting work. On the one hand, we're building. On the other hand, we're fighting.
Amen.
Through fighting, through prayer, we fight a war. We fight against the enemy. We can build a wall to protect the brother and sister, especially the newly saved one. So this is my burden. This is what I hope we can establish that.
Amen.
Brothers, how do you think?
Amen.
Do you think, is this what we need?
Amen.
Can we do that?
Amen.
I mean, I'm not interested in speaking. There are so many messages. The Lord speaking in the recovery is so rich already. We are receiving the same ministry. We are receiving the same speaking. I do not need to speak, again. I mean, we can speak again. We can speak to each other again. That's good. That's still needed. But my point is, we need to carry out the practice. We need to let this message to be realized, to become the reality in us.
Amen.
So the only way to become the reality is through our prayer.
Amen.
Through our personal prayer and through our corporate prayer. And if we establish this, each small group or each district have this kind of a set time prayer, we can help based on this, based on our prayer, we can help the saints, all the members, to be joined together.
Amen.
To be knit together. You read Ephesians 4:15 and 16, and it tells us all the members, all the body, all every part need to be joined together.
Yeah.
Need to be knit together. Now we ask this question. Do we have the real joining? Do we have the kneading together? Joining together, kneading together. How much joining? How much kneading do we have? Well, we come to the meeting once a week or twice a week. Good brothers come to the meeting 3 times a week or even more. You, Brother Lee said, if you come to the meeting, you're not joining with a brother next to you. You do not have the joining. You do not have a real building.
Amen.
You may come to the meeting, but you may not have the joining. So, this joining one another, joining and kneading together, is in the spirit.
Amen.
Because you see, Ephesians 2:21-22, that building of the house of God is in Christ, and building his house in spirit. The building is in spirit.
Amen.
And without a spirit, without exercising spirit, without prayer, how can we build in spirit? The building is in spirit, and the building is in love.
Amen.
So the building in spirit, the building, you know, from the picture of Ezekiel, you see the 4 living creatures, they're touching wind to wind. The wind. Mm-hmm. All the 4 living creatures,
right.
They connected, they joined together by their wind.
Right.
The wind is just divine power, divine strength.
Amen.
It's in their spirit. You see the board of the tabernacle, the 48 board. Each board is covered by gold.
Mm-hmm.
Each board touch another board. I touch Yangming is not by my flesh. It's not by my physical body, it's by gold.
Right.
I'm coated with gold, he's coated with gold. When we touch each other, we touch it by gold.
Amen.
So this is the way to be built. The building is by touching wind to wind. It's touching gold by gold.
Mm-hmm.
That's in divinity. That's in spirit.
Amen.
So without prayer, how can we have the real building?
Amen.
So in prayer, we pray into the spirit. We're building up into the spirit so that we can have the real building. So we definitely need to help the brother, help the sister to be joined together, to be knit together. And how can we be joined together, knit together? By prayer.
Amen.
Through the prayer, we exercise the spirit, we touch our spirit, and the spirit saturates our mind, emotional will, touch our soul, saturates our soul, and we have a genuine love. The spirit is with the love. And when we touch the spirit, when the spirit pours into our heart, the love fill our heart. So we will build up in love. The building is in spirit and in love. By prayer, only by prayer, we can have the building in spirit. We can have the building in love. So I just feel, brothers, the first step of the building, in addition to whatever we have been doing, based on what we have been doing, we need to build up this kind of prayer in life.
Amen.
And starting from us, the serving brothers, each group, each district, each church, we have this kind of building. And then I just hope all the saints, you know, of course, you know, some of them, they don't want to be built up. That's, you know, we cannot force them to be built up. But we just help them. We just help the saints, you know, to be joined together, to be knit together. And I hope, you know, this coming Lord's Day, we can have, you know, help the older brothers, you know, each one, to be joined to others.
Amen.
To be knit to others. That's my prayer. I've been praying a lot. I pray you know, we brothers, start with the brothers first, and maybe tomorrow the sisters second, and then all the saints, the whole body, we can have the real joining.
Amen.
And through the prayer groups,
Amen.
Through joining to one another, through the formation, and in a spirit, by setting a time, by setting prayer life. Without Brother watching me say, without setting time prayer, you don't have a prayer. You know, you have to set a time.
Amen.
It's good. Of course, when the Bible say many times, it also say, you know, consistent prayer, pray any time, any place. But without a setting time prayer, it's hard to do the praying all the time, any time.
Amen.
So, I... That's what on my heart. I just share this much. I think you brother can sense, I think you all experience something, and more or less when we have the prayer life, the difference. When we don't have that, what's the situation? But we are here care for the building, but how can we carry out the building? And how can we carry out building practically? How can we help the saints to be built up? And we want the Lord to move in us. We want to move to the Lord to move with us. But we need to give the Lord away.
Amen.
We need to give Him the opportunity, the channel, the vessel, so the Lord can move among us.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Oh Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Can we ask questions?
Yes, sure.
So, what is this prayer life that we discussed? What is the significance of the prayer? What is the content of the prayer? What is the purpose, the goal of the prayer times? Both personally and to us.
I would say personal time could be anything, but more dealing with the Lord. From my experience, for personal time, you just spend time with the Lord, absorbing the Lord, and fellowship with the Lord, and tell the Lord your situation. Let the Lord shine upon us and expose our real situation. And even dealing with the Lord with the negative situation, negative thing within us, or even you may see something, even anything. So that's the personal time. That's the personal time. When you have time, personal time with the Lord, that's my spending the time with the Lord, I open up myself, open up my service, open up everything, and the Lord will show something. The Lord also lead me something. And in that prayer, we receive the leading. We receive the shining. I'm receiving the fellowship. I need to visit this one. I need to make the phone call to that one. I need to do this. That leading, of course, fellowship with this one, and that's the personal time. And with the prayer, with a different kind of prayer group, is somewhat different. With the core members, like for example, the group core members, we pray, we spend a lot of time pray for the saints. So when we talk about building up the church, my understanding or my practice, the prayer is focusing on the saints. It's not focusing on matters, focusing on activities. No, it's all the time focusing on the member of the body.
Amen.
Focusing on people. You know, of course, you know, the saints have different needs. And when, if they are not living, we pray for their living. We pray generally. We pray, if they're not living, we pray for them to become living.
Mm-hmm.
For that, if they're not functioning, we pray for their functioning.
Mm-hmm.
if they're not joining with others, we pray for the joining with others. So they can be built up with others.
Amen.
They're not isolated all by themselves. So to general direction is to pray for people, for saints, for new ones, for them to be living, for them to be joining with others, for them to be functioning, for them to be properly function in the body, in the church. So this kind of prayer is more people-oriented. Of course, you know, when you before you pray, you always touch the Lord, turn to the Lord, open to the Lord. The Lord will lead us anything. We can pray any matter. But we do have a direction for the building of the church. The prayer, you look at Matthew 18, that's prayer for people. It's not even the bonding or losing is for people.
Right.
You know, for the weak one,
amen.
For the backsliding one, for the sinning ones, and even going out to visit is for people. It's for the saints, it's for the new one. So that's why we say the prayer group, when we say we pray, we need to come up with a list of new ones. That's why we say, and this year especially, when we pray for the new, pray for the saints, we pray for five kind of new ones, the gospel friends, the newly saved one, the one not regularly meeting with us, and the seeking Christian from other denomination, a newly migrated one. That's a new one when we pray for the with the saints. But when with the core members, I mean the group, you know, you pray for not just for new one, you pray for all the members of the group. You pray for all the members of the district, or the serving one. So basically, we spend time, a lot of time, praying for saints. And praying step by step. Because each one have different situation.
Right.
And different, you know, like some brother, like Brother Michael and you, brother, mentioned about the growth in life. And different stages. And then you, through the prayer, their growth can grow into another stage. Their function can go to another stage. Their loving to the Lord can go to another stage. Their vitality can come to another stage. Their function can be, their measure of their function can be enlarged. That kind of, that's the prayer. To me, that's my prayer. Every time, we spend a lot of time praying for one by one. So pray for saints. Pray for members. Pray for them to become living. Pray for them to be joining with others. To form prayer group with others, praying for them to become functioning. Pray their function can be increased, their measure can be increased, their capacity can be enlarged through the growth in life. Their function can be increased, and sometimes they have they expose some of their problem, their flesh, their natural man that they need our prayer. And through the prayer, the enemy can be dealt with. The enemy will not use their flesh, their natural man, to damage anything. So that also need a lot of prayer. So I would say this, personal prayer, you deal with the Lord a lot. You deal with the Lord. And corporate prayer, you pray for people. You pray for saints.
Amen.
You pray for their growth. You pray for their function. You pray for their meeting together and joining together. I think, you know, through this kind of prayer life, you see the saints are being built up. The saints are being joining, are being functioning, and through this kind of prayer. I don't know. Is it answer your question? Of course, in a personal time, you know, my personal time, I have, you know, there are many problems dealing with me. I need to be dealt with. I need to deal with the Lord, and so by spending more time, any negative thing within me could be dealt with.
Amen.
And any offenses, any problem, so because that requires a lot of time.
Amen.
You know, you can see that when we build up the church, we're here building up the body. The brothers getting closer and closer. We've been dealing every day, every moment. You know what I mean. And his natural man, and my natural man, his flesh, my flesh. You know, gonna touch each other. So that will also cause a problem.
Right.
And how do you deal with that? That is by the personal time.
Amen.
I found my personal time with the Lord resolve most of those kind of situations.
Amen.
Of course, mm-hmm. sometimes you need help, but if we spend enough time with the Lord, that problem, most of the problem, can be dealt with.
Amen.
So we do not lose heart. We do not feel stumbled. We don't feel depressed. Mm-hmm. We feel all the time energized. How could you feel all the time energized?
Mm-hmm.
It's by dealing with the negative thing.
Amen.
And by spending time with the Lord in a personal time.
Amen.
Amen. Oh Lord.
Amen.
I feel very, very much helped actually this Monday. Brother Stephen Fellowship District service providers, and I do feel, you know, he right away touched our problem. We don't have set time to pray together. You know, we may some small group we have prayer time, some serving group we have prayer time, but on the district level, we rather don't have the same time to pray together, and that caused, you know, there's no covering for our going on
right.
at district level. So, and I feel very much helped, and so each level, Brother Stephen bring up actually, you know, in the church life. Each serving group, each, like, every small group, every district, also on the church level, you know, as long as we are serving together,
right.
We need to have a prayer time together.
Amen.
And he even give testimony that if he don't pray, he doesn't pray with other brothers who are serving with him, he feel we don't feel he served with those brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Only
right.
when we pray together, we are serving together.
Amen.
Right. I really feel that very much helped.
Amen.
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 Amen. Same here. I feel like I got touched 2 points. One is the need for prayer that, you know, Brother Kyle has already shared. Right. We're serving without the prayer, how can we call it serving, right? It's almost like a worldly organization. We just come together and do things, right? So there's no spiritual significance. But in fact, the Lord's way is different. I mean, sometimes we can get together, do something, may not be very efficient, may not be very good, right, in the eyes of worldly people. But if we can join in one spirit, pray, then the Lord gains the building. That's what he's after. The second point I got touched is actually related to David's question, right? Actually, I had a similar question. So David helped me ask the same question. That's regarding how do we uplift our prayer, you know, and how do we pray? What is our goal, right? How do we, you know, during personal time and with our group, and we, yeah, especially with you know, we get together, we really need to pray for the saints. Yeah, pray for the saints well, but in very detailed, you know, how the saints can go on. And that way, only that way, we will, on one hand, we gain the burden, you know, towards that particular saint. And on the other hand, the Lord can work on that saint, in, you know.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. May Lord gain our prayer life.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to take this opportunity to share a little bit.
Amen.
Brothers, as we are learning to serve the Lord in the church life, we need to see everything start from center. Your personally or corporate start from center. And that center is the Spirit.
Amen.
You started from Spirit and working out.
Amen.
Amen.
And prayer is to really help us to start from the center. And then in prayer, then you start to not serve by your mind.
Right.
Not serve by your human natural capacity.
Right.
Not to serve by applying all kinds of method.
Amen.
Today our problem is when we encounter a situation, we like to apply method.
Right.
And we forgot the very center is Lord Spirit.
Amen.
And as we know Spirit, we may fall into just knowing the terminology. You have to start to get into experience how the Spirit really works in us.
Amen.
When we start to pray, you have to experience some kind of anointing.
Amen.
Everything starts from anointing.
Amen.
In fact, anointing is a sanctifying of God.
Amen.
Today, when we are now being sanctified, brothers, we are serving in an abomination to God. Okay? Then, when we start from center, then you work it out. Starting from one, and then you're starting from two and three. So, when you work your way out, your nucleus, that is the center that you have to work on.
Amen.
We start from Spirit and with prayer, and then with your companion.
Amen.
Amen.
So when you are in the coordination with two or three or four, you don't pray, then you fall into merely just our activity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even you come up with very good idea. Brothers, that is in God's eye, religious activity.
Amen.
We do not have that kind of sense because we are lacking on spiritual consciousness.
Amen.
So when we got brought back into the center,
Amen.
Focus on our spirit with prayer.
Amen.
That's very true. If you don't have set time personally in prayer, you don't have prayer life.
Amen.
When you don't have a prayer life, everything falls apart.
Right. Amen.
You cannot have a real corporate prayer life when you don't have personal prayer life. And that is our problem.
Amen.
So may tonight's fellowship help us a little bit.
Amen.
Restore our personal prayer life.
Amen.
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 Well, some saints just with some strong prayer, we close the fellowship.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, recover us.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, restore us.
Amen.
Oh, restore us onto this prayer life.
Amen.
Oh, to touch you.
Amen.
The very center of our being.
Amen.
Our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, the mingled spirit.
Amen.
Oh, to have the spirit anoint us.
Amen.
And work the way out.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Restore such a desperity.
Amen.
Desperation here.
Right.
Oh, that we need to be recovered onto such a prayer life.
Amen.
Not only in the personal level,
Amen.
In the corporate level,
Amen.
By two or by threes,
Amen.
In coordination with other saints.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Hear our prayer.
Yeah.
Recover us.
Amen. Amen.
recover us.
Amen.
Restore us.
Amen.
All start from the center.
Amen.
From the spirit.
Amen.
Through our prayer life.
Amen.
Restore our personal prayer life.
Amen.
Our group prayer.
Amen.
Have a side time prayer together.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Join us together.
Amen.
Meet us together.
Amen.
Thank you, we're not in any movement.
Amen.
We want to be in your move.
Amen.
Lord, keep touching us.
Amen.
Even you still have ways to touch us.
Amen.
In our personal time with you.
Amen.
Oh, our quality.
Amen.
Oh, how we spend the time with you.
Amen.
Wouldn't go through just a routine.
Right.
Oh, but we would confess.
Amen.
We would consecrate.
Amen.
We would deal with you.
Amen.
All the negative things in us.
Amen.
That life could flow.
Amen.
We would be enlivened from within.
Amen.
Be in the spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
Yes. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Help us to be in our spirit.
Amen.
Help us through our prayer.
Amen.
Strengthen our prayer.
Amen.
Help us to set up personal time with you.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, we need much more prayer.
Amen.
Oh, we lack of the prayer.
Amen.
Thank you for this word.
Amen.
You gave us the warning.
Amen.
We want to spend more time.
Amen.
Oh, with you.
Amen.
And with our companions.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, strengthen our prayer.
Amen.
Give us such a burden.
Amen.
Give us such a need.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we really need you.
Amen.
Help, help us get into our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, get the anointing.
Amen.
Oh, seek your leading.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen. Make us desperate.
Amen.
To know the spirit.
Amen.
Know the anointing.
Amen.
Don't let us go.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't let us go.
Amen.
Give ourselves to you again.
Amen.
Recover us.
Amen.
Recover our prayer life.
Amen.
Come into prayer groups.
Amen.
For your building.
Amen.
For your building.
Amen.
Lord, we are learning to pray.
Amen.
Lord, to deliver us out of our religious concept.
Amen.
Even our practice into the formality.
Amen.
Amen.
We will learn to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
By the prayer of repentance.
Amen.
True repentance.
Amen.
And we will have compassion in the fellowship.
Amen.
Truly confess our wrongdoing.
Amen.
Lord, prayer will bring us into our spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We pray for our mercy.
Amen.
Amen. For ourselves.
Amen.
For the church.
Amen.
We will all
endeavor. Amen.
To our personal prayer life.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Cover us our prayer life.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, every day we want to designate some time to pray with you.
Amen.
Or to pray to you, Lord.
Amen.
To have a genuine fellowship with you.
Amen.
So we will be enlightened.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we will receive your dispensing.
Amen.
So we could be enlivened.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, so you have a way within us.
Amen.
Oh, you have a way within your church.
Amen.
So we can be built up together.
Amen.
Oh Jesus, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers, before we dismiss, I think we mean business with the Lord.
Amen.
And we mean business with one another. And we cannot request the saints to do anything, but we ourselves, we mean business.
Yes.
We commit to the Lord, we commit to one another.
Yes.
Can we pray before the Lord tonight and at least, number one, have a set time?
Yes.
Prayer. Right. Set your own personal time with the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
Consider before the Lord what's the time for you.
Amen.
It's better than the morning. Always better.
Right.
How much time? We are different. You know, we don't have a standard. You know, you have to have this much time. The Lord, you know, is your Lord.
Amen.
So, you know, whatever is that needed, definitely needed.
Amen.
That's number one. Number two, for each district or each group, you know, we all have a few brothers serving together, at least the two or three.
Yes.
And can we, brother, you know, in your small group, and in your district, and fellowship, have a set of time.
Amen.
And I feel this is the life and death.
Right.
I do feel this is a life and death. Without this, we could do a business, you know, run church as a business, do routine work, activity after activity, meeting after meeting. We just like a prayer, Michael prayer. We may not really touch the Lord. We may not doing anything bear any value. I feel this is a really life and death.
Amen.
Amen.
So if we mean business, Lord, we also have a set time with two or three with the brother, and what's the time? At least once a week. We don't require too much. I think it's good to have do it every day, but I know it's because we all taking care of new ones, have more revival, this or that. It's most it's difficult, but at least set a time for once.
Amen.
Can we do that?
Amen.
And if we have fellowship, set a date, and write it down, and give to Brother Minjin, he's kind of like a respond for this. I like to get a copy too. I can pray for your brother.
Amen.
I now have something, you know, you share your burden. I already, you know, write down, took some notes of each group. I think this is, it could be part of my prayer, personal prayer. And also in some occasion, I have many prayer group over there. I don't have much time, but I can, you know, once in a while, I can join some of your prayer.
Amen.
Because the telephone is working everywhere.
Amen.
And so that's my beseeching.
Amen.
Can we do that?
Amen.
Two things. Number one, personal.
Yes.
Set time. And two, our district and our group and fellowship among the brothers have a set in time. Here, for example, you are P. P13, okay. Me, David Law, have personal time, you know, morning, 7 o'clock, 7:30, or 6 o'clock, whatever. And me, with my group, prayer with brother so-and-so, at what time, what day. And that's something we should be, without setting, like Brother Watchman said, without setting time, we don't have prayer.
True.
And we set time, we're in business, we come up with a list.
Amen.
Can we do that?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless us.
Amen.
We are not here for anything else. We are here for the church.
Amen.
We are here for His building.
Amen. Amen.
We believe, we mean business with the Lord. We will give the Lord a way to bless His church.
Amen.
Amen.
We are inviting His blessing.
Amen.
We will receive the blessing, but we must be proper. We must be open channel. We must be in spirit, and the Lord will bless us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, brother.